question number two, what inspired you to pursue engineering? I was born in Miami, Florida. I was raised in a blue-collar Catholic family of six, where both my father and mother only had the first 8 years of schooling. But nevertheless, they emphasized religion, education, hard work, music, and the engaging in school sports, where I was able to major in basketball, track, and volleyball. I was given a violin at age 11 and took formal lessons through the 12th grade, and as a result, I served in the first chair as a concertmaster all through junior and senior high school. I decided in the 12th grade to enroll in orchestra, band, and chorus, and that I wanted to become a high school or college director of music. I wanted to do this in orchestra, chorus, or band. I patterned my career after my high school director of music, a young 24-year-old ex-naval officer with a master's degree. It was fantastic, and I just patterned myself. That's what I wanted to do. As a result, I was awarded a music scholarship to the University of Miami. There I played in the orchestra, symphony orchestra, sang in the chorus, and completed 1 year of school. 3 weeks after graduating from high school, though, the Korean War had started. But nevertheless, I completed my freshman year at Miami, but was assured I would soon be drafted into the Army. But instead, I enlisted in the Navy, as some of my high school comrades had never come back from Korea. I was given an intelligence test and was told that I did well enough that I would serve in the aviation branch of the Navy, plus be guaranteed to attend up to 33 weeks of schooling in aviation electronics maintenance and testing. It was the effects of this Korean War service which gave me the opportunity to pursue engineering rather than music later. I eventually received a year of schooling in the Navy and was trained in naval aviation electronics and shipboard sonar. We had blimps, helicopters, and every type of airplane you could think of that could go out and find, detect, and attack a submarine. I served in Squadron VX-1. I was maintaining three pieces of their equipment. One was the new APN-22 radar altimeter. Another was LORAN, used for navigation. And the third was called IFF, for identifying if one's plane was a friend or a foe. I was able to be assigned and assisted a Raytheon field engineer install and test the new APN-22 radar, which I'd mentioned, radar altimeter mentioned, in our planes and blimps of our squadron. That experience convinced me to switch to engineering from music as a career and to become educated to design the equipment rather than just test and maintain them as a technician.